call me. So tired of living, I'm like a dog without a bone. Please stay a while, baby, settle down. Take the pretty shoes off, put your party down.
Yourself or whatever, like on your own, or as it were, the very last row of shingles you get perfect. It's like towards the end of the night I start to get warmed up and I play better, so I apologize for that. The last row of tile on a tile job, perfect. It's time to stop. Well, I've been, like I said, I've been in it since 1971. I'm scared to count up how many years that actually is. It's been a while. I just said that's what I want to do. I saw John Hartford on TV, and I actually saw String Bean and Grandpa Jones play in a little Grand Ole Opry tour that came through town. I was 10 years old in 1971, and I saw him, and I thought, okay, this is my life now. I want to be a banjo player. So I just turned 58 last month. I'm still on it. I think I made a pretty good choice, and one reason why is a lot of my heroes played really great right up until the time they were dead. It's really awesome. One of my favorite banjo players is Don Stover. And I'm starting to notice even guys that I went to high school with, whatever, that have like a roofing company or something like that, by the time they get our age, you know, they're hurting pretty bad. I already had some knee replacements and all this stuff. But there's a video of Don Stover. You know who Don Stover is? Yeah, he's a great banjo player. He played it with Monroe. He's a very young man on that Knee Deep in the Bluegrass record that came out in the 50s. Y'all guys know that record. Anyway, Don Stover. Anyway, so He had, I think it was like a brain tumor or something like that, but there's a video of him playing about 3 weeks before he was dead, and he's got this huge part of his head missing and everything, and he's just playing the banjo like crazy. It's just awesome. It's so cool, you know. And there's another video of this guy, Eddie Adcock. Y'all know who Eddie Adcock is, my friend Eddie. Yeah. He had this thing, he had some kind of tremor or something like that, and they took the top of his head off, and he's like, there's a video of it on Corporate Tube. I don't like to say the name of giant corporations, so I just allude to them parabolically. Nonetheless, there's a place where everybody looks at videos on their phones. Anyway, there's a Eddie Adcock video, and they actually got the top of his head off, and they're like, and then he's playing the banjo, and they're like, well, how about that? And he's like, okay, no, that ain't it. How about that? Okay, that's it. It's like moving the antenna in the old days in the 70s, trying to get the football game on. And I get there, oh, a little bit to the left. That's it. So, don't move. That's it. So anyway, I don't know where I was going with that. Like I said, I spend a lot of time by myself in a moving vehicle. So I like singing soul tunes. I think I learned it from the Osmond Brothers, but Jim and Jesse had a great version of it too, and I think theirs predated that, I'm not sure. We'll have to text Grisman and ask.